This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. It's time now to check on the financial markets. And a little earlier, I spoke to Joe Saluzzi of Sumis Trading in New York, where some strong consumer confidence figures have just been released.
We did have a good number this morning. It came out at 96.5, which was actually better than the estimates. And I mean, just to put that number into context, back in March of 2009, the consumer confidence number was 25, right, as we were in the midst of the financial crisis. So it's come back significantly, and it's more towards the upper end of the range, you know, pre-financial crisis. So they are feeling better, and they are, I mean, whether or not it shows up in the stores for Christmas sales, we're still kind of waiting on some of those numbers, but it was certainly a good number.
Tech stocks have done pretty well today, haven't they? Apple in particular, and Amazon. And Amazon and Apple are linked to sales in the shops, consumers wanting their products.
Yeah, Amazon has just been a beast. It's just this type of stock. You know, everyone is seems to be shopping online. And it's funny because, you know, companies like UPS and FedEx, you know, have been doing well accordingly by shipping them. But FedEx had a problem where they couldn't. They had so much demand. They had so much going on that they actually had some of the shipping issues toward the end of Christmas. But, you know, that's certainly it's been a very good stock. It's been a great performer. Apple is kind of, some people are still talking again, saying, are they going to miss iPhone sales? You know, when's the next product? It's always a cycle with them. So, you know, still kind of early on that one. But they have been doing well. Like, you're right there.
And energy stocks have rebounded a bit. The price of oil slightly higher.
Yeah, I think traders looked outside and said, hey, it's cold out today. And all of a sudden, the next thing we know, we got natural gas up 6%. We got oil up 3%. And today we had a little light dusting of snow in the New York area, and people get all crazy. But it certainly has something to do with it. But I think it was more, sort of a little bit more of a short covering bounce. But as you get towards the end of the year, then, you know, there's definitely some people closing out the books and some positions. But it was a relief rally there, but they've been beaten up so bad. You know, I don't know if it's going to last or not. And then today, you have to remember, it was a light volume day. In the equity market, we were only 5 billion shares, which is significantly below average. It is a, you know, holiday week, so things move around quicker.
And that was Joe Saluzzi from Sumis Trading in New Jersey. So on Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.1% at 17,720. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 1% at 63.14. Gold is trading at $1,069 an ounce. And February New York light crude oil was up 52 cents at $37.33 a barrel.